Fred Pin Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 69th edition of Camping Festival. Today we're talking about Hunter Tower Guard, and I have here with me Koji Fukada, director of Harmonium.
So a very introductory question, why this film and why this story about this family that gets, in a way broken by this arrival, let's say that.
Well, this all started with a very short synopsis that a one-page synopsis that I wrote in year 2006. I always feel that what I want to do is to... I shall say that I believe that every human being is essentially alone, that we all carry a certain set of solitude just by the fact that we are human. And that's something I want to explore, to portray. But of course, if you just shoot one person, you're not going to be able to capture that. It's within the setting of a family as a unit, or maybe a couple, or maybe a parent and child relationship. So through relationships, you're able to, for the first time, get to that individual sense of isolation that we all harbor. In this case, it's the third sort of person, the stranger, that the intruder that arrives to this married couple, and that triggers them to realize that, oh, we thought we were a unit, but in fact, we're individual people. And so the recognition begins.
So the beginning of the film is very similar to one of your films, Hospitalité. There's a small family business, it's not in a big city, but in this film there's a dramatic turn. So can you tell us something about this different development in this story?
Well, actually, you're very right in assuming that connection, because to me, Hospitalité and Harmonium are kind of like twins, if you will. And it's because of the development. What happened was, I told you about the synopsis that I wrote, and this was before Hospitalité, because I was at the time still young, and I wasn't sure if I could finance a feature film based on that idea at the time. What I was thinking was maybe doing a short film as a pilot, and then, you know, sort of through that I can make a feature film based on this synopsis. It was called Ninten in Japanese. It's the, you know, the printer that goes in round and round, like at newspapers companies. But if it's a short form film, it's very difficult to get a release. It's going to be very difficult to earn money enough to cover the cost of the film. So we decided to make a feature film, which turned out to be Hospitalité, which is a completely different film from what I was hoping to do with the short film. And so in a way, they're kind of unidentical twins, if you will.
I was just wondering if you have family yourself, and if that influenced the way you conceived this film.
Well, I do have a partner. I don't have any children. I don't know how that part, you know, being in a relationship has affected my work. The environment I am in, the way I live my life, of course, is reflected in my work. So I'm sure it's there, but it's not intentional.
One of the most interesting scenes is when the mother asks the kid who comes to work why he makes drawings, and he says that by drawing he has the opportunity to look at life in a different way. So do you share this vision in the way you direct films and consider your art?
Well, you're absolutely right, because that dialogue is a reflection of how I feel about filmmaking as well. The reason why I point the camera to the world is so that I can have a better understanding of what it is. Sometimes through the camera or by the process of making a film, you're able to see maybe something that you hadn't been able to see. In other words, you're able to gain a new perspective, or maybe I make films hoping for those moments of
discovery to happen.
There's a question about the role of guilt in your movie. You're using the Protestant religion as a way to introduce this national guilt, but Protestantism is not really linked historically to Japan, so I wanted to know why you chose this religion in particular.
First part of the answer is that, we perhaps have more people who have a Buddhist faith in Japan than Christians or Protestantism. But in fact, they're more than maybe you imagine. Town I grew up, there was a church. If you are in Japan and you go to the residential area, you suddenly find a church. So it's not obviously the majority, but we have a good number of Christian people. Actually, more than the issue of guilt, or crime, or committing a crime, and penance, or forgiveness, I wanted to explore the essential solitude that we all have as individual human beings, and that was my motif. And in order to get to that, before that, I should explain my views on the world, is that every single person is essentially alone. We are individual entities carrying our own solitude. And there are many systems put in this our society, in our world, to try so that we can forget it. That's family, and in a very broader sense, it can be religion. And I think that anybody who has faith is very lucky or happy because you're able to forget that you're alone by being with God or to be existing in a world that is God's world. I wanted the characters, and being in that sort of place would let you forget or be put a distance to the fact that you are alone. But what I needed to get to was that raw sense of loneliness, that solitude that we essentially have. And in order to do that, I needed to take that away. So that's why they needed to be of faith to begin with.
So
he hopes this is not going to offend anyone, but the reason why it's Protestantism and not Catholicism is because faith and religion was not a main theme of the film, like I just explained. And if it had big icons like the cross, it would be have too much of a presence, and he hopes that won't offend anybody here.
Thank you so much, Koji Fugada, director of Harmonium, screening at the 69th edition of Cannes Film Festival in the Arts and Town Regard section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.